This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. One of John McCain's strongest supporters throughout the 2008 presidential campaign, from the primary through the general election season, was Connecticut Democratic-turned-Independent Senator Joe Lieberman, who just 8 years earlier was the vice presidential nominee for the Democratic Party. Following the Obama victory, Senate Democratic leaders had a decision to make about what to do with Joe Lieberman. Should he be able to retain his prestigious chairmanship of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, or would he be punished for breaking ranks and supporting the nominee of the opposition party? Well, we got that answer today, as Lieberman got to keep his chairmanship, although he did lose his seat on the Environment and Public Works Committee. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says the deal is now considered done, and with me now to talk about how it was resolved is Michael Lewin, who served as Chief of Staff to Senator Lieberman a few years ago. He's also a longtime Democratic strategist and now a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. And Michael, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you, Greg, for having me today.
How do these decisions generally get made, and what do you make of today's decision by the Democratic caucus?
Well, interestingly enough, these kinds of decisions are not generally made. They're rarely made because of Senator Lieberman's political behavior during the course of the campaign, not only endorsing Senator McCain, which would have been unpopular act, but at least it would have been forgivable. But I think because he really crossed the line by speaking at the Republican convention and then being highly critical of Senator Obama as a candidate over the course of a few months. Having said that, I think the Senate Democrats decided that this was not a time for retribution. It's a time for the Democrats from Barack Obama right on through the newly elected Democratic senator to form together in unity and put past grievances behind them. So I actually think the Democrats in the Senate got it just right today, a combination of Lieberman probably offering a reasonable amount of contrition without necessarily an apology. And I guess I'd say most of the credit goes to Majority Leader Harry Reid, who I think appropriately views his job as leader as one of increasing the size of the Democratic caucus, not throwing people out. And also to President-elect Obama, who, after all, if anyone had a grievance about Lieberman, it should have been Obama. But the president-elect made some very generous statements in the last few years, which convinced many of his former colleagues in the Senate that it was time to forgive and forget and let Joe Lieberman reemerge as the good Democrat he's been for many years.
Oh, what were some of the other options here, Michael? You mentioned that he could have been kicked out of the caucus entirely, obviously could have been stripped of his chairmanship. And from what we're hearing, it wasn't necessarily a unanimous decision on what happened today. So in the past, if there really is a precedent for this, what has been the punishment for breaking ranks with the party?
Yeah, well, I mean, they've certainly stripped people of seniority and committee chairmanships when people have committed criminal or ethical misbehaviors. A political misbehavior is a little bit unusual, and I'm frankly unaware of a situation in certainly recent memory where a senator was in quite the position that Lieberman found himself in today. But the options were really ranging from the death penalty, which would have been basically to kick him out of the caucus and strip him of all seniority, to what I think happened today, which was basically community service, if you will. Lieberman kind of had to plead a little contrition, and he accepted losing a committee that, by the way, is important to him, the Environment and Public Works Committee. Throughout his career, he has been a strong environmentalist and one of the leaders with Senator McCain on the climate change legislation, which did not get signed into law last year, but certainly took a great deal of the time in the Senate and will come back again. But I think it's important that Lieberman was able to keep the chairmanship of the Homeland Security Committee. It's an important post given the dangerous world we live in today. I think he is generally and widely considered to be quite capable and knowledgeable in this area.
And the committee that he still chairs, not just Homeland Security, but also kind of the point committee for government investigations of various things too, correct?
Well, that's exactly right. They certainly have broad and sweeping authority to look into all sorts of government malfeasance or, frankly, even when government does things right. For example, the Lieberman Committee looked into the Bush administration's activities during the Katrina hurricane and, you know, whether or not FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration, behaved properly and was prepared for such a disaster.
Michael, what do you believe is the reaction of the folks up in Connecticut to Joe Lieberman's endorsement, and not just endorsement, as you pointed out earlier, but speaking at the convention on behalf of John McCain? He, of course, went through the whole losing the primary and then winning as an independent in 2006. I guess the good news for him is that he has 4 years until he has to run for re-election again if he chooses to do so. But what's been the general reaction to his activities over the past year?
There's no question that those who consider themselves activist Democrats, particularly those who are generally more liberal or progressive, are greatly disappointed in Joe Lieberman and the activities he's taken, not just in terms of supporting Senator McCain, but also his general approach towards the war in Iraq and the war on terror. They think he's just a little bit too conservative and was a little bit too friendly to the Bush administration. That was fought out in 2006 when Lieberman, as you recall, had a primary from the left, lost the primary, but then turned around and won the general election by a handsome margin. Having said that, I think a lot of his Democratic and even some of his independent support withered away over the last 2 years because people were disappointed that he didn't reemerge as a leader in the Democratic Party but seemed to be flirting with becoming a Republican. Hopefully, but not necessarily, a lot of that will also disappear over the next weeks and months, and Joe Lieberman can find himself sort of being welcomed again back into the Democratic Party, not just in the United States Senate, but also in the state of Connecticut.
Well, Michael, it seems as though that it's water under the bridge for the most part anyway for the Democratic caucus. Thanks very much for your time today.
Always appreciated. Bye, Greg.
Michael Lewin, longtime Democratic strategist, now a partner in the Washington office of Brown Rudnick. He's also a former chief of staff to Senator Joe Lieberman. This is Dateline Washington.